就 agenda number two 咧，就係 progress report from 我哋嗰三個subcommittee。首先咧，我哋就請東南九龍subcommittee chair WK 就同我哋做報告。咁我就想先提一提咧，就WK 咧就會係向HEC 大會呢就發出個邀請，佢哋呢就打算呢就喺3月19號呢就開一次 public session， 係咪咁呢就會討論佢哋成個東南九龍嗰個工作計劃嘅 development vision 啊， planning principle 啊， development concept 啊，同埋呢就會總結一下佢哋喺第一階段 stage one公眾諮詢所收到的各種的 concept 和 proposal， 咁佢就會喺3月19號舉行呢個活動。咁啊，記得 WK 可以同大家一間亦都詳細介紹下，好嗎？
規劃檢討嘅計劃個進展咧，就我諗我最好報告嘅方法就係我想大家去睇翻其中一份文件啊，即係我哋應該今次開會之前咧就係 email 咗俾大家。咁份文件裏邊後邊幾張圖啊，即係好多格仔嘅張圖咧。如果我可以即係請大家睇翻呢張圖咧，就即係一個最簡單嘅總結啊。咁一般嘅規劃檢討嘅方式咧，就就是在做公眾的諮詢，然後呢就再由一些專業人士去整理諮詢了之後的資料，跟住呢就再做一些的圖表建議，然後再去諮詢。咁東南九龍規劃的檢討呢，基本上都是用一個這樣的方式去進行它的規劃的。咁但係呢就傳統嗰種嘅規劃方式呢，就是在現在呢個圖裏面呢嘅即係最右手邊同埋最左手邊嗰兩邊嘅格仔。咁即係分開兩個階段，第一個階段所謂 stage one 咧，第一階段咧係對公眾嘅一啲概念上面嘅諮詢啊，即係問下大家你想嗰個地方點樣規劃。然後喺第二個階段嘅時候咧，我哋就去做一啲概念圖咧，所以outline concept plan 概念大綱圖，然後就再去問公眾。咁我哋仲有第三、第四階段嘅，即係到最後先至做到一個嘅分區計劃大綱圖啊。咁但係唔講第三、第四階段之前，喺過往嘅一般做法咧，就是、第一階段問好曬之後啦。收集曬啲意見，就由專業人士去再整理整去做一啲嘅概念出嚟。咁呢個過程咧，都係即係好係一個好有效嘅過程嚟，即係行之有效嘅。咁但係今次共建維港委員會就希望咧，係喺呢個過程以上咧，我哋再加上一個公眾參與嘅部分，即係再去加強呢一種嘅規劃。咁所以咧，我哋就喺第一同埋第二階段中間咧，就設計咗一個所謂我哋自己叫做第 1.5 階段。咁就係大家見到呢個圖裏面咧嘅前面同後面中間嗰堆嘢啦。咁其實喺右手邊嘅尾二嗰個格都係傳統會做嘅，即係第一階段搜集完資料咧，就再將佢整理一下，然後再話翻俾公眾聽，跟住做好嘢之後，我再問下公眾點睇。今次咧，我哋希望再加上一個所謂 1.5 階段咧，就係喺諗概念。由公眾人士諗概念呢個過程咧，都係叫公眾可以有份去參與嘅。咁佢話講即係一種公眾加專業嘅一齊共同去策劃。咁喺啟德呢塊即係香港嘅即係福地啦。咁我覺得呢個策劃嘅方式，呢個規劃方式咧，係我哋希望可以即係取得成效。咁所以我哋主要過去講兩個月咧，主席，我哋委員會嘅工作就係想設計好呢個嘅既專業又可以民間參與嘅過程啦。咁我哋唔想將佢做到又係第一階段嘅重複啊，即係又再次問公眾你點睇啊咁。因為已經做咗啦嘛。咁所以我哋過去咧就花咗好多時間咧，係我哋自己去整理咗我哋嘅概念先。咁有好多公眾提出嚟嘅意見咧，就即係譬如包括做小型飛機場啊。或者有個意見咧，係做一個大型天安門廣場咁大嘅，咁呢條嘅意見咧，即係我哋自己要理解咗，然後就即係再揾政府部門嘅專業部門同事咧，係同我哋再去解釋多一啲喺過往規劃裏面帶出嚟嘅概念，例如係即係郵輪碼頭啊，或者係多用途嘅一啲體育場館。咁我哋去理解多。 多咗呢啲概念之後咧，我哋而家就設計緊喺3月19號，剛才主席你都提到嘅嗰一個嘅公眾參與嘅一個論壇。咁嗰個論壇嘅狀咧就唔係第一階段咁就咁去問人嘅，而係咧係攞住第一階段嘅材料同公眾一齊咧去再深入少少去討論，希望從中咧可以產生到一啲嘅傾向，可以幫助到我哋咧係設計第二階段嗰啲概念嘅時候，能夠有更加多公眾參與，俾到我哋意見咁嘅基礎。咁由於呢個3月19號嘅論壇咧就並唔係最初嘅即係由規劃署去進行嗰個東南九龍規劃檢討嘅計劃，唔係原定計劃嘅。咁所以我哋都建議咧就亦都由於佢係由我哋東南九龍嘅委員會提出啊。所以我哋建議嗰個項目咧就由共建維港委員會嘅名義咁去主辦，咁亦都因為搞個論壇都需要啲錢啊，即係 book 地方啊，又剩咧，咁亦都即係希望咧係可以即係政府支持咧係用佢用嚟支持 HEC 嗰筆錢咧去協助我哋搞呢個活動，咁所以我哋希望得到共建維港委員會其他委員嘅支持。可以俾我哋去舉辦3月19號呢個嘅活動咧，咁個時間表咧就係做完3月19號之後咧，就跟住專業嘅人士又再去做功夫啦。咁希望喺5月或者6月嘅時候就可以做到嗰個 outline concept plan 啲概念圖出嚟，然後就再去第二輪、第三輪、第四輪咁嘅公眾參與。
大家睇到咧就呢個東南九龍嘅 subcommittee 咧就工作好努力。實際上亦都好多成果開始出嚟啦。可唔可以問一問因為都要政府喺個預算嗰度騰翻少錢出嚟啊？大概個 budget 係幾多度啊？
好啦，因為我哋其實主要都係 book 一個地方、一個場所咁有啲費用都要揾翻政府佢去 absorb 翻啦，譬如翻譯啊嗰類嘢。咁所以我估咧就都係即係3-7萬嗰種嘅，即係嗰個 order of magnitude 嘅。
幾萬元的，
幾萬元到的。
咁睇睇大家覺得有冇意見呢？你
Chairman, I think this is an excellent prototype in terms of involving the public and I think the subcommittee is to be commended in what they've achieved. Could I suggest that whereas we've managed to achieve some adverse publicity in other situations, we try and use this to raise the profile of each HEC and demonstrate that we really are achieving success in a number of areas. I think, if you like, sometimes we're a little quiet when we do achieve success like this, and I think perhaps this is an opportunity to demonstrate that we really are achieving, I think, major steps forward.
Excellent suggestion. Thanks.
Just a question to the floor and to the chairman. How will this integrate with the plans for the rest of the harbour? I notice this plan is excellent for the area of Kai Tak, but how do we make sure that this plan fits in with an excellent plan for the harbour as a whole? There's two key projects, of course, that I continue to mention as examples. I notice again that in your document, Chairman of the Subcom, that you say that the government offices are constrained in terms of placing those in Kai Tak. I believe that it was a memo from the Director of Administration saying that he wants to have it in Tamar, or that he had already decided to do so. But if you want to optimize Central and Wan Chai, we may, and I'm not saying that it is the best way, but we may have an optimization if we move government offices to the area of Kai Tak, Kwun Tong or Kowloon Bay or somewhat. The other point is another project, which is the cruise terminals. We continue to pursue to place that in Kai Tak, but at the recent subcom meeting, both the Tourism Commission and the Tourism Board raised significant issues that the guests that come off a cruise boat have to walk into a high-quality environment for shopping, dining, and wining. And to entertain such an environment like a Pacific Place or an ocean terminal on the tip of southeast Kowloon requires MTR stations and lots of people to live in the neighborhood to make sure that there is enough traffic to sustain that shopping environment well beyond just the visitors of a cruise ship. So those are just two of some critical issues that came up in the debate about Kai Tak. that can only be entered, can never be entered within the context of Chesky Tech, that can only be entered within the context of the harbour as a whole. Now, how does that fit in looking at this chart? I kind of don't understand that.
Yes, Chairman, if I may. This is the kind of questions that we want the public to have a chance to address at the 19th of March event. Paul is very right in pointing out that the planning for Kai Tech ought not to be planning for the Kai Tech area per se, but it will have to be affected by the planning for the whole of the harbour, and even the whole territory, in a sense, because of the importance of that area. But this is what we as Kai Tech planners think, and we always want to try to bear in mind. But at the same time, there is another element in the planning of Kai Tech, which is that we need to raise all these questions, put all this in a forum which enables the members of the public to understand these issues and to be able to offer comments. Now, to take Tamer, for instance, as an example, I think we as individuals ourselves, as planners or professionals or otherwise, we may have our own views, and the government, I hope also, will have its own justifications for the certain siting plans for the government offices. What we are trying to do for Kai Tech is to withhold judgment for now, and to put this in a forum to enable people to understand and have an intelligent and rational basis of discussion. There will be the time when we will have to make some judgment, and by then, hopefully, we'll be able to make those judgments based on sound and reasonable analysis.
Chairman, can I then ask, would that mean that you will amend your report, because it clarified here the relocation of central government headquarters as a constraint in your in this paragraph one bottom up from page 2. Members also noted development constraints arising from proposals to introduce airport and the position of relevant government bureaus in regarding relocation of central government head offices. I don't think it's been clarified yet by you that it is indeed a constraint. Kuntong bypass, I realise there was a financial constraint there and a reclamation constraint. Airfield, I know we have a constraint in terms of airspace and height of buildings around it, but I don't think we had actually a constraint about the government headquarters relocation identified.
Well, my suggestion is instead of amending a report, firstly, the best way is for comments to be recorded. Right.
Okay.
Okay. 有冇其他係關於東南九龍嘅 comment 啊？ 如果冇咧，我哋就 sorry， 咩嘅？
主席，我想問翻咧，三月即係19號嗰個會咧，係即係一次過嘅，即係只係得只此一次噶啦，即係俾意見，定一話係有冇其他方法？如果公眾嗰日唔去得嘅時候咧，都可以俾即係參與或者俾到意見，即係有冇諗過咧？喺三月六號， 三月五號嘅早上咧，我哋小組其實咧就會有另外一次嘅工作會議啊，咁去討論三月十九號嗰個細節嘅。咁喺上次嘅會議裏邊咧，我哋其中一個結論咧就係即係我哋要需要喺三月十九號嗰個活動之前嘅準備功夫做得更加好。 因為我哋唔希望嚟參加嘅人咧，就只係見到張邀請，然後走去參加，而即係一齊幫手去做嘢。現在我哋已經做咗咧，就將上一次委員會嘅會議裏面一個其實幾詳盡嘅 PowerPoint 咧就擺咗上網噶啦。咁我哋就會再進一步咧，係將我哋希望將更加多啲嘅資料咧，係俾可能會嚟參加嘅人。咁但係如果你講真正參加咧，就即係我哋係 set 咗嗰個日子啦。 咁我諗我哋點樣可以即係爭取咧得到如果 嗰日參加唔到，但係都想俾意見嘅咧。啊，即係我哋會諗下點樣可以 accommodate 到嗰啲意見啊。但係如果你問話係咪淨係嗰次咧，咁係，即係我諗啊，即係我哋啊就即係其實原本咧就唔諗住有呢個項目嘅。我諗我哋既然規劃咗，我哋就而家目的係想將嗰一日係做得更加好，就唔好諗即係就做多幾多趟咁個方向去諗啦。
Hi, and both Nick and I suffered the same problem. So with the microphone, it's not working properly. It's falling out all the time. We only hear some of the translation. Your microphone isn't working properly. It knocks out. We only hear half the translation. Thank you.
Any further comments, questions on Southeast Kowloon? If not, we move on to harbor planning and like to invite Winston to present his progress report.
多謝主席，我想報告一下關於海港規劃檢討小組在過去的一段日子的一些工作報告，咁亦都係喺大家手上嘅2005年9號文件嗰度已經係有記錄。咁就我想大家留意嘅就係話喺第二項咧，就我哋都會喺A 嗰度同埋B 嗰度咧。我哋上次喺1月26號個會都討論過，就係關於整個海港嗰個分區嘅研究。咁我哋都指派咗嗰個叫一個 Harbour Planning Principle 嘅 Task Group 咧，係去為呢件事跟進。咁呢個嗰個小組咧，亦都會喺3月17號咧再去開會跟進，即係整個海港分區嗰個研究。咁 C 嗰項咧，就係上次我哋喺呢度共建維港委員會嘅大會嗰度係有成員提出，就係話我哋要做一個整體嘅 Living Harbour Review。咁我哋喺小組就即刻喺1月26號個會就立刻跟進咗呢件事情啦。咁亦都收到呢個規劃處嘅通知，就其實佢哋即過往係做咗好多嘅功夫，係睇整個海港嘅規劃。咁我哋就決定咧喺上次開會係決定咗咧，我哋會做一個特別嘅會議，係喺下個星期3月9號，即係話下個星期三啦，就係邀請所有嘅HEC member 係出席嘅。我通知已經出咗俾大家嘅。咁即係呢個係都想大家 HEC member 聽翻，就係規劃署喺過去嘅工作喺整個海港研究。咁我哋就希望係話等大家成員多一啲溝通，知道多一啲背景資料，先至再去討論下一步咧係點樣做。咁呢啲會喺3月9號嗰個會咧係會再有個更加深入嘅討論。咁其實上次大家都傾喺呢度傾過，就係話即係我自己作為個委員會主席，咁好多時即係喺個大會度傾咗嘅嘢，都好大機會咧就落咗喺呢個 Harbour Plan Review Subcommittee 嗰度。咁我哋而家做咗一個 list of tasks to be attended by a subcommittee 咧，咁我都會喺3月7號咧就約咗我哋即係小組嘅秘書啦，咁亦都係 Andrew Thompson 都會出現，就是、我哋研究翻，即係我哋嗰個組究竟即係喺總共要做嘅一啲 workload。咁可能有一啲提出就要分配時間去做，咁或者係可能要成立一啲特別嘅小組呢去做。咁即係其實個目的都係研究返，即係 form 咗我哋呢個 subcommittee 之後 assign 俾我哋嘅 task 其實能唔能夠即係做得晒呢，咁會唔會有一啲嘢係會有另外一啲即係架構去做會好啲呢，咁我哋都會研究。 咁有樣嘢就做咗出嚟㗎啦，就係 item E 咧，就關於西九龍填海區準備咗一個臨時嘅海濱長廊啦。咁就其實我哋個小組一路都有跟進嗰個進度同埋嗰個設計，亦都俾過一啲意見嚇。咁就咁 HPLB 佢哋就亦都係揾即係建築署嘅人去負責設計啦。咁我哋琴日先至開個星期二前日先至3月1號再開過一個會議，睇咗佢最 latest 嗰個 design。咁我哋都俾咗少少嘅意見，大致上嘅意見都係已經接納咗。咁就我哋嘅理解根據即係 HPLB 嘅報告咧，就係會大概喺今年7月度咧。是會完成即係嗰個工程，咁即係市民都會有一個好嘅去處，就係、是、一個臨時嘅海濱長廊俾到市民去欣賞。咁F 嗰項呢就係、是、關於嗰、那個中環碼頭嗰度一啲 beautification of hoarding 呢，亦都係一啲即係可以 quick win 嘅 project 啦。咁其實部分呢就根據即係呢、這個CEDD 嘅報告呢，就佢哋都做起咗㗎啦。咁就另外有一部分呢就近住大會堂同埋 Tamer 呢邊呢，我哋亦都喺3月10號呢就會有一個 working meeting 同埋 CEDD 呢就去研究點樣去 beautify， 亦都嗰個計劃都可能同返即係 Central Ferry Pier 嗰個 participation program 一齊做。咁講到 Central Ferry Pier participation program， 去返我第四項嗰度呢，就嗰、那個顧問嗰、那個邀請顧問嗰、那個建議書都已經出咗，就係、是、話去做嗰個 participatory program。咁根據規劃署嘅報告呢，就係、是、我哋喺2月22號2005年呢就有即係返咗啲 submission 返嚟，咁但係就好奇怪呢，就我只係即係根據報告就只係得一個 submission 返咗嚟，就係、是、tender for 嗰、那個即係 participation program 嗰個 consultant。咁、啊、就我哋都會嗰、那個那個 assessment panel 就會即係就再開會呢，就喺跟住就喺3月17號呢個 Central Ferry Pier 嘅 task group 上面呢再報告。咁第五項有我哋有兩個 task group 呢，就 both 係個 Power Planning Principle 同埋 Central Ferry Pier 呢就會喺3月17號會開會啦。咁就最後嘅就係、是、關於嗰、那個我哋都同 LCSD 咧就開咗個 workshop 嘅會咧，就傾翻嗰個海港嘅一啲管理嘅問題，就喺2月24號我哋做咗嘅。咁關於上次我哋 present 咗個 Harbour Planning Principle 咧，就原本係預計喺3月11號咧就係、是、會present 去城規會，就徵求城規嗰個意見。咁根據我個記呢個報告都係咁寫，我啱啱喺開會之前我就收到規劃署嘅秘書處就話嗰個時間要再約過嘅，咁就多謝主席，我報告呢度為止，咁就都希望大家都可以俾啲回應。
Thomas, please。
正話阿 Winston 報告嗰、那個即係工作嘅進度嗰度咧，關於係呢個西九龍嗰個臨時嘅海濱長廊嗰度咧，我想係即係補充一啲啫，就正話阿 Winston 都講咗係我哋希望係7月。可以即係完工，咁但係呢個嚟講咧都要視乎即係天氣啊同埋工作進度，咁呢個我哋係個目的就係7月中到可以做得到，但係即係我唔希望太大嘅期望，即係所以我要講清楚點解。多謝主席。
Thank you. Paul,
I'm a bit concerned about this delay of the planning principle presentation to town planning board. As the chair of the town planning board is here, could you confirm when?The planning principles will be presented, because this has been planning for about 5 weeks and we thought we had ample time and your agenda. I know it's been bounced, but we have not been given a new date.
Chairman, would you like me to respond to this question?
Please.
Okay.Well, the simple answer is I don't know. It's a matter for the Town Planning Board Secretariat to arrange for the agenda. I did not dictate to the agenda. So if there is an agenda for the particular meeting, then of course the town board will proceed on that basis. So can't answer your question now.
Could you investigate?
Well, surely. I mean, there must be a reason. If this, the planning department secretariat advised whoever made a request for presentation to town planning board, then obviously there is a reason for it. And if I don't know whether another date has been scheduled, of course town planning board will welcome presentations to be made
soonest.
Yes, depending on the statutory timetable that the town planning board has to transact its business.
主席，因為我睇到係我有個責任，係因為有一個事情發生咗喺個報告出咗，大家收到之後，咁我收到最新嘅消息，所以我就再報告埋。咁我都覺得即係未必係依個係要喺依度去大家討論，即係有咩問題嘅時候。咁我覺得即係我自己作為主席，我收到依個訊息，我係有必要喺個大會度同大家報告。咁我亦都承諾大家就係話我即係我代表嗰個會會繼續向城規會嗰邊跟進呢一樣嘢，因為其實我哋都好想個 carbon planning principle 咧，因為而家大家上次都 adopt 咗係一個即係 living document， 都希望廣泛搜集意見嘅時候，我哋都希望可以盡快咧上到城規會，向城規會嘅成員咧去介紹嘅。咁我諗我作為主席，我會跟進翻。
Terry, please。
系，多谢主席。其实我想问下，了解一下咧，我记得喺我哋本会开始嘅时候咧，其中一个比较快可以完成咧，就喺红磡码头区咧有一个改善工程计划。咁我头先就见唔到有关于呢项目嘅报告，我想了解一下个进度啫，唔该。
主席，就我哋都睇过红磡嗰度系曾经成为一个 proposal 嘅，咁但系我哋都當時就係話，我哋 identify 咗兩個 project 咧，係可以即刻去買嘅。咁一個咧就係西九龍嗰個臨時嘅填海區，另外嗰就係話一個中環碼頭嘅 project 咧，都係可以即係用嗰個 public ambitioning 嗰個 process 去做。咁至於其他嗰啲identify 咗 clean project 咧，就喺個會度咧，就即係覺得咧傾過，就係因為有好多嘢咧，就係比較 permanent 嘅 work 嚟嘅，咁就即係亦都有好多成員咧，就係話咁隔離左右啊點啊，會唔會睇曬成個海港做曬分析先至去做啊？咁即係因為呢啲問題咧，咁就我哋就推咗嗰啲大家覺得係臨時 temporary 嘅嘢先，咁所以嗰個就嗰優次性咧，紅磡嗰個咧就擺後咗嘅。
係，多謝主席。咁其實我想了解一下咧，擺後咗都唔緊要，咁有冇一個時間表嘅，同埋即係係咯，我想了解一個時間性。
咁或者我交俾規劃處嘅，即係或者規劃處嘅同事可以俾啲意見啦。
第就多謝Vincent， 就亦都多謝Miss Lee 嗰個問題。咁就正如頭先Vincent 所講咧，就係響我哋上大概半年前揾到一連串即係有機會可以作為一個臨時改善嘅工程嗰度咧，我哋係即係包咗紅磡海旁嘅，即係而家即係興建緊嗰間酒店嗰度。咁就當時呢個小組委員會咧就覺得就即係應該就即係將剛才所講嘅幾項咧，譬如西九龍啊同埋中環咧，就係可以咧就係先付諸呢個行動。咁就紅磡嗰個咧就當時咧就即係未係有呢、這個即係由呢、這、一個小組咧就係去睇嘅。咁但係及後咧其實就即係發展商，即係而家紅磡酒店發展商咧，亦都係好積極咧，就希望咧就改善到響佢對出嚟海旁嗰、那個即係嘅發展，即使係一個臨時嘅發展都好。咁所以咧就話響呢一個共建維港委員會之外咧，就其實政府部門同埋嗰個酒店發展商咧，都係有即係睇緊點樣可以將嗰個海旁咧，就作出一啲適當嘅改善。咁亦都係就呢個九龍城區議會咧，亦都係即係 同我哋就即係傾過，睇下即係點樣係可以即係進行到一個改善嘅。咁即係目前嚟講咧，就其實等過去嗰一兩個月咧，我哋都有同即係呢個 LCSD 啦，同埋係發展商傾過佢哋嗰個計劃嘅。咁下一步咧，就當然咧，就即係當假如佢哋發展商同埋 LCSD 對於嗰、那個臨時海濱長廊有一個比較確實嘅計劃，咁佢哋咧就會即係諮詢翻區議會，咁亦都咧就將佢嗰、那個建議咧，亦都係即係拎翻呢個係俾呢個阿 Vincent 嗰個小組委員會咧，就係、是、再作出一個即係諮詢啊咁樣。咁就即係而家就其實係響呢一個共建維港委員會嘅架構以外咧，就先進行緊一啲即係研究初步研究嘅工作，及後即係有啲比較確實啲嘅，就會即係拎去即係頭先我所講嗰兩個嘅機構嗰度，即係呢個就小組委員會啦，就同埋係區議會咧，就會作出一個諮詢嘅。
係，多謝主席，唔好意思啊，我想其實其實剛才處方所說的那個跟進呢，我們都有少少的了解。我記得當時區議會呢也都提過說是找發展商談，不過我記得即事情，即我記得啦，當我們本會第一次開會去到現在，又或者甚至其實紅磡居民又或者那區的街坊要求打通這個紅磡的海濱長廊已經是有一段很長的日子，即我很希望不要再將它放在一個沒那麼緊急的次序裡面，我希望可以可唔可以，主席可唔可以有一啲嘅逐意事項，第時讓我哋都可以去跟進到呢件事情咧？唔該，
主席，我咁多謝阿 Sherry 嗰個意見啦。咁我自己會有個提議，就係話，即可否將呢一件事情放翻喺嗰個即係呢個海港規劃小組嘅檢討小組委員會嗰度，作為一個跟進嘅事項。咁我哋就可以即係 keep 住喺呢個即係小組會嗰度繼續跟進翻。嗯，
好。你
，I'm pleased to see that the issue of resources and priorities is going to be addressed. It's mentioned in item 2D. I must say, and I echo this last time, I really do have a concern about resourcing. If you look at the task that this particular subcommittee has taken on, there's no less than 8 meetings in a period of 14 days. It's a huge workload, and the situation we have now is that anything that isn't One Child or South East Kowloon tends to drift in Vincent's direction. This subcommittee, I think, is in danger of getting submerged. And reality is, you know, we've seen if we get spread too thinly, we're at risk. So I think it's right that this committee should look at its workload, but I think we might want to look at the division of responsibilities in terms of the bigger picture. Because I think we may have got the balance slightly wrong.
I think we actually discussed that at our last HEC meeting, and we suggest to Vincent to sort of revisit his workload and consider either breaking up into task force or new subcommittees as appropriate. So we'll wait till Vincent has a chance to rationalize his workload then. Okay? Yes, Paul.
Chairman, I believe that the issue goes slightly beyond that. I think it's an issue of responsibility for projects in general. The way it has been described is like, you know, the West Kowloon promenade is our responsibility, or the hoarding is our responsibility. In fact, if we want to resolve this resource issue, what we need is greater resource on the side of the execution. So on the side of the government side, a clearer strategy on the implementation on the harbourfront enhancement projects, with a very clear definition of what the harbourfront is, a very clear strategy of how we're going to enhance the harbourfront overall, and so a clear inventory and a clear strategy, so that we can comment on a strategy rather than pursue and, like you just did, kind of like remind us that there is not a project somewhere else. It is a matter of making sure that we have a very visible, transparent strategy of enhancing the harbourfront overall, which requires, number one, an harbourfront enhancement task force on the government side, greater coordination. Number two, a very clear definition of what the harbourfront is. and then a clear strategy. Because if I may point out, Chairman, what is happening right now is that that Hung Hom site originally was in this planning study, in this harbour plan study, and that Hung Hom site is being shown as one of the sites for enhancement. But since then, the site has been, a major part of the site has been sold. It's now a hotel development. Since then, the KCRC station freight yard, which is part of this enhancement plan that is in this document, is no longer available because that probably goes into the merger with the MTR. It's part of the valuation of the KCRC in the discussion with the MTR. So that it's no longer feasible for this unless we stop that or change that or rezone that or change the plan. We have seen recently, last week, an announcement by the Transport Department to put Route 4 and redevelop part of the Western District. In Sheung Wan, the plan that is in here for the Sheung Yat Sen Park, the government proposed to put part of it in a heliport. When we were at LCSD, it turns out they want to rebuild part of that park into a hot swimming pool. And separately, we found out that the bus station is zoned for sale, and that bus station is going to disappear, which is also here in development plan as being enhancement, is that piece of land will go for a bus station with a commercial building on top. So I'm not sure whether the whole process, we kind of tend to run with all our resources trying to stop or enhance things, like we just have this alarm, hello, what happens to my waterfront? But I think we'll have to turn the table. If we can comment on a proactive strategy with clear definition, clear timeline, we can save a lot of our resources if we have a very transparent plan in front of us, which is well developed, and then we can save our harbourfront rather than seeing it disappear. So if we change that around, we can do our job, but if we don't change that around, I can't see how we can address the issue brought up by Nick Brook here.
Are you blaming the government?
I'm just saying, I don't want to blame anybody. This is where we are now. We just have to recognize that unless we change our operating procedure, the harbor front will disappear. We have to spend a lot of resources running after projects. So we have to change our operating procedures, otherwise we cannot get a great harbor front. It's not a blaming, it's just a recognition that, well, this is for years this has gone on, the consumption of land, and we have moved on, land sales is a requirement, building roads is a requirement, building swimming pools is a requirement, but if we just let it go organically like it's going now, there is nothing left. And so we'll have to turn the table. We'll have to make a clear plan that we can comment on, and then if we have the plan in front of us, like you always say, can I see the map of Hong Kong harbour, so we can comment on it and we can see what is happening. We keep having this running after projects and alarm bells, like, where is this project we discussed 6 months ago?
I think Thomas has a comment.
或者委員是否對Paul剛才說的話有兩點要澄清。第一，我不知道Paul關於現在兩鐵合併的資料，關於貨運的地方會給合併公司在哪裡來，因為這個合併是在一個 備忘的階段是商討的，就算是Paul知道了，他不應該知道，也不應該在這裡說，我想再說回這一點。第二點就是關於一個 Route 4 啦， Route 4 基本上是不是一個建議，都未去到建議的階段的，而在上個星期的立法會的交通事務委員會，我們說得很清楚，就是因為事源那個委員會在去年的年中是通過了一個動議，就要政府盡快建立這個第四號幹線。 政府用了一些時間看因為現在在青州那邊沒有了填海計劃，如果要做四號幹線要怎麼建呢，我們想了有兩個方案出來，一個就是一個在沿海岸邊建一個兩層的道路，另外一個就是會涉及條路下海需要填海，我在那個委員會說得很清楚，就是說 如果是沒有一個足夠的理據，基本上這兩個方案的可行性是等於零，我就不希望有委員或者誤會了四號幹線是成熟到成為政府的一個想著做的事，是不是的。多謝主席。有沒有其他
comment 關於 Harbour Planning？ Thomas。
我都想回應一下阿波正話講，我好同意咧，即係呢個我哋當然嚟講，我哋呢個共建維港委員會，梗係希望咧係全個即係維港嚟講，我哋有一套好完善嘅規劃。咁但係問題嚟講咧，我哋亦都要係睇翻事實。事實嚟講，我哋係咪停止個地球轉咧 ？Are we going to stop the world, you know, from going on？ 我哋而家嚟講喺共建維港委員會，我哋已經有好具體嘅工作計劃。首先嚟講，我哋係做緊一套叫做 Harbour Plan Principles。我哋如果可以確定咗呢套 Harbour Plan Principles， 我哋咪有一個機制，有個基礎，去以後嚟講去做嘅其他嘢嚟講，係即係有一啲依據。咁呢個工作係做緊嘅，我諗我哋大家係即係有一個共識。如果我哋話係因為我哋要做好一個即係 overall 嘅 harbour plan， 然後先其他嘢先喐得嘅話咧，咁我諗香港係停滯不前。我哋係應該比較上咧係採取一啲彈性啲，我哋亦都要即係睇翻事實。事實上嚟講，我哋喺每個區，實情喺好多嘅 harbour front districts 咧，我哋已經有一個outline zoning plan， 有啲分區計劃嘅規劃嘅大綱圖，呢啲已經係好清楚列得出佢喺嗰個地區裏面個土地嘅用途係點樣。我唔明白呢啲點解會係做到呢啲問題。如果有個別人係有意見對裏面嗰份即係分區嘅規劃大綱圖裏面嘅土地利用係有意見嘅話，係隨時有個機制去提出去改善。但我哋而家，我諗我哋成個共建維港委員會咧，就係希望從宏觀嗰方面嚟睇，就整一個全香港、全港性嘅全個維港嘅呢個 carbon plan 出嚟。咁我哋亦都有一個小組，就係阿温成嘅小組咧，係睇緊呢個工作。咁咁多工作一齊做嗰陣時嚟講，我睇唔出有啲乜嘢嘅任何衝突。而我就覺得咧，係如果係不停咁話我哋冇一個 plan 咧，我哋乜嘢都唔可以做啦。咁呢樣嘢咧，我覺得唔係一個好即係實際幫得到香港整體發展。多謝主席。
Michael。
多謝主席。我想問翻咧，即係Vincent 嗰組咧，即係你會重新檢討翻嗰個工作嗰個內容啦。咁其實有冇一個即係？我都唔贊成咧，即係要有一個規劃，咁然後先至即係再去即係再做其他嘢，即係阻住個地球轉就唔係幾好啦。咁但係咧，即係從一個規劃嘅角度咧，其實係好需要有足夠嘅資料嘅。咁我覺得頭先阿 Paul 講咧，其實佢有一個 point 嘅，就係如果我哋即係要有一個數據啦，咁我哋知道究竟成個海港其實邊一啲地方咧，其實即係。用嗰個海港個規劃嘅即係原則嚟到去即係評估嘅話咧，有邊啲地方咧係一啲限制嘅，即係我哋可能需要做一啲嘢嚟到去咧克服咧嗰度嘅限制，然後先至可以改善到維港即係嗰、那個即係嗰個情況啦。又或者咧有邊一啲咧係有機遇嘅，咁我哋要找緊嗰啲機遇。咁譬如舉一個例子啦，其實買地都唔緊要嘅，咁個問題就係話你用市場力量。賣地用市場力量可唔可以都即係除咗佢發達之外咧，亦都係可以令到嗰、那個即係海港個海邊咧係嗰個環境能夠改善咧咁。咁如果我哋係冇呢一啲數據或者即係冇好好用到呢一啲機遇咧，咁就可能真係會即係睇漏眼啊。因為我都贊成就係而家我哋做嘅嘢其實都幾係項目為主嘅，咁就冇一個即係一個宏觀嗰個睇法。咁所以嗰個數據其實係重要啦，即係我自己會覺得。咁我記得我之前都問過。咁就規劃處就話佢哋有嗰個數據嘅，咁我諗即係如果有嘅話咧，我即係我作為即係共建維港委員會嘅成員，我都好希望能夠即係有呢一啲資料咯。咁變咗就即係我哋自己可以有一個即係宏觀嘅一個即係掌握。咁變咗譬如話邊度彈一啲嘢出嚟咧，我都知道發生緊咩事咯。咁我都贊成就係我自己有時都幾懵嘅，即係唔係好知道究竟。即係佢講依一塊地嘅時候，其實周圍有啲咩嘅考量，有咩限制，有咩機遇咁樣咯嚇。
我所知咧就 planning 係有個 database share with Vincent 嘅 group 嘅，係咪 ？Vincent 你要唔要講講嘅？
或者我講講啦，就即係由一個工作量講到成個海港規劃嘅問題，咁其實就大家即係喺。即係小弟呢個報告入面，你哋大家都發揮咗好多即係唔同角度嘅睇法。咁我相信問題嘅癥結就係話，即係無論 無論我哋開幾多個火頭咧，即係都係需要有跟進，同埋即係亦都要每一樣嘢係腳踏實地穩健咁樣去做。咁我自己即係過去嗰個經驗就係好多時成員有好多嘅意見，咁係即係要求一啲工作要做，咁好多要求都係合理。咁但係咧就規劃處亦都會答翻我哋咧，就係話喂嗰啲嘢我哋做咗噶咯喎，咁我自己覺得咧就係話點解我哋唔直攞一啲機會，就係話 overall 大家有個長時間，即係大家要擺時間出嚟溝通嘅。即係我覺得，所以點解好多時一啲會我哋有咁多 agenda 傾，就唔能夠即係話每樣嘢都 go into detail 咧？咁點解譬如話我哋成個話要個做個 hub integrated harbour planning， 一陣又話要做個 living harbour review， 咁就講到就係話，因為大家唔知道咧，就會有個理解就係話政府冇做，咁但係好奇怪地政府又話翻俾我哋聽咧，其實佢哋有做，咁嗰個矛盾喺邊度？嗰個矛盾就係話，咁大家拎出嚟傾咯，但係你要大家有時間傾先得噶，咁所以就要約另外一啲會咧，就係要大家傾啦。咁所以大家越叫得多嘢嘅時候咧，就會越多會開啦。咁越多會開嘅時候呢，咁你要開先得過，你唔好唔離開喎。你唔離開嘅時候呢，跟住你行去跳開會，你又話冇喎，冇咁又要再約過㗎喇喎。咁所以即係咁，所以點解講下講下就講到 workload 嘅問題。咁其實即係大家真係要 review 下你做得幾多嘢先。咁如果即係如果某一個小組真係話做到一個，即係好似阿 Nick 咁講，一個兩個禮拜已經要開八個會嘅時候，咁我哋係咪真係要考慮，係咪有一啲工作，譬如話上次開會講嗰個話一啲 institutional mechanism， 講嗰啲機制 hard of authority 類咁嘅嘢，係好有價值嘅嘢，咁又擺喺我依個會嗰度，咁老老實實你都要排隊㗎，咁如果要排隊，大家又覺得喂呢啲嘢好緊要喎，好急㗎喎，咁就要去諗一個新嘅機制，就會唔會係另外一個 task force 去做呢，或者唔係跟返即係呢一個咁嘅喺 review committee 去面做啦。咁所以其實大家討論嘅嘢，我自己好個人嚟講，我係諗過曬呢一堆嘢。咁所以點解有個迫切性就係要去 review 嗰個 task force 呢，就係話可能今日個運作已經係合乎唔到大家即係、就是、要嗰樣嘢嗰種迫切性同埋嗰個需求。同埋，但係亦都係 demanding 嘅，係要求每一個 HEC 嘅成員係自己要俾時間落去嚇。咁、我覺得即係呢樣嘢係大家討論嘅嘢咯。多謝主席。
我諗我哋做一個好長嘅 agenda to go 嘅 ，may I suggest we better move on to the other agenda item。我哋仲有 WD2 嘅 progress report， 或者請阿 KY 同我哋介紹下好嘛？
好，多謝主席。就灣仔發展第二期檢討呢、這個小組咧，就喺過去即喺上次共建環境委員會嘅大會開完之後咧，就開咗一次嘅小組會議，同埋一次咧就係、是、一個灣仔海傍優化灣仔海傍研究嘅工作小組會議。咁喺個喺呢兩個會議裏邊咧，討論過嘅事項咧，亦都喺個報告裏面呢就詳細列明咗啦，咁我就唔再複述啦。咁我只係想補充下少少個背景，即係點會引致到喺呢個會議裏面講呢啲咁嘅嘢呢，就係、是、事源就係、是、上次我記得喺呢個大會嘅時候呢，就我係報告過呢，就係、是、我哋做緊一個呢、這個公眾參與小錦囊，咁就會喺1月23號呢就會有一個合作伙伴的工作會議，然後呢就將個工作參與公眾參與小錦囊同埋我哋準備公眾參與嘅活動呢，就會係向公眾同埋傳媒發放。咁呢個喺1月23號呢發放咗，同埋個工作會議都做咗。但係發放咗之後呢，就我諗大家留意傳媒都留意到呢，就係、是、呢都幾多喺社會上都好多反應，就有意見亦都有批評。咁綜合返上嚟呢嗰、那個嗰、那個批評或者意見嚟講咧，基本上係兩個可以係兩個原因咧。一個就係咧，這個工作小組裏面嘅內部溝通咧就未如理想，肯定可以再做好啲咁多。第二個就係咧，公眾人士或者傳媒咧，對於 我哋嗰、那個社會參與、公眾參與呢個做法嚟講咧，可能仲會覺得陌生少少。大家嚟講咧，小組肯定即係有好多成員都感覺到咧，大家可能都係比較熟悉過往傳統嘅一個公眾諮詢咁嘅安排。於是乎將咧就有一啲，譬如我哋係我哋引發希望大家俾構想嘅。俾意見或者俾睇法嘅構想咧，就會睇成係一啲方案。咁基於呢個公眾嘅反應咧，就我哋係個工作小組咧，就好快就喺開咗個緊急嘅會議，然之後咧就亦都有一個新聞發布會，再向傳媒解釋多一次整個活動嗰個構想係個理念係乜嘢。咁小組當時做嘅時候咧，就是、希望咧解決咗外間嘅誤解先，然之後先處理我哋內部嘅溝通問題。亦都喺2月5號咧，我哋係安排咗一個圓桌會議，對於曾經表示過意見嘅，同埋我哋嘅合作夥伴同埋其他有關人士咧，我哋再邀請嚟咧。第一就再解釋一次嗰個成個整件事嘅理念，同埋咧就係、是、邀請大家俾意見。咁、那個圓桌會議其實都係相當之有用。大家都俾咗好多意見，咁亦都咧就俾咗啲睇法我哋咧，就係譬如再要同公眾溝通嚟講，有啲咩團體啊，譬如仲要再加強啲溝通啊，咁呢啲意見咧，我哋都含難記得落嚟。咁就喺跟住落嚟就係月7號就係我哋嘅工作呢、這個小組會議啦。小組會議咧，我哋裏邊嘅內容頭先我講咗喺報告講咗啦。咁我哋最主要嘅一個最重大有兩個最重大嘅決定，一個就係咧，我哋鑑於個公眾參與小錦囊，既然係或者我哋覺得係唔能夠表達到唔能夠令公眾可以理解我哋嘅期望同埋做法嘅話咧，就亦都原本我哋已經係諗咗會有第二份公眾參與小錦囊，因為我哋合作夥伴嘅工作成果就係一啲持續發展嘅原則同埋一啲持續發展嘅指標咧，就原本喺第二份嘅公眾參與小錦囊裏邊咧係發表嘅。咁最後咧，我哋喺2月7號呢、這個十九 meeting 咧就決定咧就係、是，與其係咁咧，不如咧我哋再重新出過一份新嘅公眾參與小錦囊，就將原本嗰份咧擱置咗。咁至於而家跟住落嚟個工作小組嘅工作就係點樣去做好第而家出嗰一份新嘅公眾參與小錦囊，同埋有關嘅問卷調查、街邊問卷調查同埋呢個電話問卷調查嘅問卷，呢個工作而家係進行緊。就我哋事實上，我哋嘅工作小組聽日都會再開會，將個公眾參與小錦囊而家已經有個大綱啦，咁咧將啲枝葉咧就再擺入去，就預期我哋希望就嗰、那個新嘅公眾參與小錦囊咧，就會響今個月咧係可以月底嘅時候咧，希望可以做到個草稿出嚟。但今次咧，我哋就會咧係再會仔細咁同合作夥伴啊，同埋有關嘅區議會啊，甚至可能係立法會嘅有關嘅事務委員會咧，我哋會再徵詢佢哋嘅意見，然之後先至會係開始我哋嘅真正嘅公眾參與嘅過程，即係話呢個公眾論壇同埋搶狀況。咁所以變咗可能我哋會係利用四月嘅頭半個月時間咧，係去同有關嘅團體溝通咗之後，然之後四月下半月咧，我哋先至會開始我哋嘅公眾參與嘅活動。咁大致上呢、這個小組過去一段時間，我哋有少少阻滯可以咁講法，就將而家時間褪後咗少少個，同埋個我哋嘅工作嗰、那個進度嚟講，而家睇到嗰個進度咧，大致上係咁樣。多謝主席，
多謝 KY。我或者請Thomas 或者補充一下好嗎？關於你，
我想補充一下咧，就係喺嗰個灣仔發展小組裏邊咧，實情咧個有關嘅政府部門咧，都係同呢個共建維港委員會嘅非官方嘅成員咧，都係即係努力攜手合作嘅。咁站在政府嘅立場咧，我哋亦都睇得到咧，公眾咧實情對灣仔發展嗰度咧係有一啲嘅誤解嘅。尤其是咧就係喺嗰個信息嗰個表達嗰方面嚟講咧，我哋咧係覺得有需要咧，即係喺我哋下一次出呢啲咁嘅公共參與小錦囊裏面咧，係要好明確指出一啲信息咧，就係話政府喺灣仔發展嗰方面咧，唔係為咗要填啲地、填啲海嚟到去攞地嚟到賣，呢個唔係我哋嘅政府嘅出發點，此其一。
第二嚟講咧，就話咧，如果真係工程上需要係可以符合到終審法院嘅裁判嘅話，係需要涉及到有啲填海嘅話咧，填出嚟嘅土地嚟講咧，亦都係只會用作呢個公共用途。亦都將嗰個要填海嘅面積嚟講咧，一定要符合呢個法院最終法院嘅終審法院嘅裁判咧，係 keep 到最少為止嘅。咁呢啲信息嚟講，係我哋一定要 pass 翻出去俾社會嘅。如果唔係嚟講咧，就更加會導致到有誤解。咁另外一方面嚟講咧，亦都係交通方面咧，亦都係嗰個需要性咧，亦都係好緊要嘅。咁所以我諗呢啲信息嚟講呢，亦都或者我想即係我見到阿 Thomas 呢都舉手，可能佢有講交通嘅問題。多謝主席。
Thomas Chow。
多謝。就即係想講返嗰個新嘅公眾參與小角落啦。咁Thomas Chow 剛才都有講到啦。就係、是、因為成個維港填海嘅工程呢，係由建設嗰個繞道去產生。咁正如我哋喺呢個委員會嘅第一次同第二次嘅會呢，我哋都好詳細解釋咗呢，我哋點解覺得起呢個嘅繞道呢係有嗰個迫切性喺嗰度。咁我覺得喺個小金狼呢作一個背景資料一定要講得好清楚啦，就係話政府點解覺得係飛起呢條繞道呢係不能夠解決咗現時嗰個擠塞嘅情況。咁尤其是咧，最近亦都係有部分嘅人士都提出咗，就係話點解你唔用多啲西隧啊？點解你唔起啲多啲新嘅鐵路啊？點解你唔用電子道路收費啊？或者係減少多啲嘅巴士嘅班次係行走呢個中環或者灣仔銅鑼灣啲嘅區域啊？咁樣，咁呢啲其實種種嘅措施咧，喺有啲可行嗰啲咧，係政府已有啲係做緊啦。咁做緊嗰啲，我哋就會嘗試係再加大嘅力度去做。咁有啲咧，我哋都考慮咗，但係發覺就唔可行。咁種種嘅措施，我哋做得幾多，可以做再做多幾多，或者邊啲覺得唔可行咧？呢啲理據咧，我覺得好有重要性咧，要喺呢個小錦囊咧，係再重新講一次，咁令到啲市民咧係明白到，或者佢哋係咪同意政府嗰個睇法，就係話呢條繞道咧係有個迫切嘅需要性喺度。咁我覺得嗰個篇幅上邊咧係要一定有一定嘅篇幅先能夠達到我哋即係要話俾市民聽嗰個背景嘅目的。咁詳情我哋會喺KY 嗰個嘅 task force 嗰度咧係會跟進嘅。多謝主席。
Thank you, Thomas。有冇Paul？
There's a few points in general. We tend to focus very much on reclamation and transport.And what the public in Hong Kong is looking for is an improvement of the harbour front. There's of course a few, as we had a hard battle over stopping reclamation, there is some hard feelings in the community about reclamation, and therefore we have to pay due consideration to those feelings. But to go overboard and to only tie in reclamation and overriding public needs and transport, and not to look at harbour front enhancement overall,I think we do ourselves short. I think that people will want to hear how we're going to enhance the harbour front overall, and they want to see proactive approach from the government on that side. They want to see proactive attitude towards the transport issues. Not we have looked at it, but we are making these improvements. In that respect, one interesting point is the no weaving in the tunnel.If the tunnel really got to work so that it takes the traffic off the surface, and you're not allowed to do weaving inside a tunnel, it can only work at both ends, and it can't work in the middle with slip roads in and out of the tunnel. So it won't help as much as it could help. So review of transport policies and our beliefs in no weaving and these kind of issues that we had in the past, the government has to be seen to proactively look at those things.Because otherwise, how do we move? So it is, I think the whole issue that we really have with the digest and how we're going to communicate with the public is to be seen, one, of taking responsibility on the government side, not just on the ATC side, the government side, the execution side, for harbour front enhancement, not just transport. Then, on the issue of transport, that we're taking great responsibility,for minimizing every possible way the need for building more surface roads and adding more traffic into Central and Wan Chai, because it's such a narrow space. It's got to be seen that you actively work on it. and so far we had these nice, we've done it, believe me, we've done it. We can't have that attitude. We have the attitude of a proactive attitude. Then we can seem to be going forward. That's what the public is looking for. And if we can do it that way, I think that we can get the public along very quickly, that we can change the atmosphere. And I hope, I can believe that as supplementary notes to what KY just brought forward. I mean, there's another area of harbourfront enhancement where we can be more proactive. I noticed in the minutes that the reprovisioning of discussions with some of the other members of the community, like the Hong Kong Electric Company for the substation and the sewage treatment plant, that the EPD has to be consulted. It says here, EPD should be consulted. Well, why haven't you done it? It should be, we are consulting with the EPD, we're trying to remove these things. We have to demonstrate a very proactive attitude and strategy to harbourfront enhancement. Reprovisioning, re-engineering, rezoning. If we can demonstrate it on the execution side, one, our life is easier on the HCC to provide positive input. Two, the public will trust the government far more than it's doing now by just having a more secretive or a step back, just step forward. That's my positive recommendation here of how to move forward.
Okay, well, any comment?
多謝主席，就我想補充嘅就係，剛才我都提過呢，就係嗰個公眾參與小組咁囊呢，即係新呢份呢，就我哋就做咗個大綱出嚟，大綱而家就係每一頁會講啲咩呢，基本上呢都係差唔多，即係有一個建議，咁當然呢個建議嚟講呢，我哋工作小組會討論啦，跟住然之後就會擺啲資料落去，然之後再去攞其他意見，咁起碼喺而家呢個大綱嚟講呢，我哋肯定就唔係淨係話嗰條。要嗰條繞道，事實上我哋唔係講繞道，我哋係講個運輸問題需要解決，咁呢個先係個問題。但係呢個運輸問題即係其中一個問題，喺呢個金龍嚟講，而家睇返而家大綱呢，我哋要處理其他嘅問題，譬如海港嘅而家海港嘅情況，我哋希望呢個係喺腹地出海港嗰個貫通嘅問題，係個 accessibility 可達性嘅問題，我哋嘅海旁嘅 vibrancy 有冇活力嘅問題，呢啲都係我哋會攞出嚟係希望公眾可以俾佢哋構想嘅，咁所以就唔係我哋唔係淨係單單係講嗰個當然唔係單講交通啦，雖然講係交通運輸係要處理，更加唔係淨係講條路。咁當然呢，就亦都呢，我知道呢，甚至而家公眾呢亦都好多意見。咁有啲意見可能呢，有啲專家覺得呢，就睇落去，甚至或者有陣時我哋睇落去睇慣咗都覺得亦可能唔係好通喎。咁但我覺得喺構想階段嚟講呢，亦都即係個小組一定係會係呢，就係、是、應該要採取咁嘅態度，就係、是、意見儘管可以提出嚟。咁然之後我哋可以再去考慮，譬如頭先我舉個例子，頭先阿 Paul 提到話隧道裏面可唔可以轉線呢個問題。咁如果我傳統即係、就是、我事實上我同阿劉家強先生呢就係、是、道路安全議會嘅成員，亦都係如果我哋喺道路安全議會傳統嚟講，梗係話喺隧道裏講轉線係比較危險嘅，係唔贊成嘅。咁但係如果阿 Paul 提出嚟，我覺得呢我應該。冇得 ，K K 同我都喺呢個工作小組裏面啦。我覺得我哋嘅第一個反應應該就係放低我哋以前諗開嘅嘢先，聽咗佢嘅意見。當然聽咗唔係一定要採納啦，咁但係我哋起碼可以再去討論，再去考慮啊，或者可以係即係我啱冇人可以話擔保任何講嘅嘢一定會採納噶。但係我諗應該係一個開放啲嘅態度，而小組咧的確係正正係攞住呢個態度。啊，我想補充咁多，多謝主席。
Richard, please。
係多謝謝，我都好多謝阿 Paul 咧，就有一個咁建設性嘅建議。其實咧，我估喺整個灣仔嘅發展裏邊咧，有一個好緊要嘅考慮，就係話咧，我哋唔好單單咧就係即係俾即係點樣去解決我哋交通擠塞問題咧，而忘記咗我哋應該點樣去令到我哋嘅海港更加可以好好咁。即係俾翻我哋嘅市民，咁所以話咧，而係一個手段啦，應該或者應該係一個措施。如果係解決呢一個嘅交通擠塞問題，而需要起呢一個繞道，而喺繞道嗰、那個即係要提供呢個繞道嘅嗰個過程裏邊咧，當然我哋係以最少嘅。 即係填海為我哋嘅出發點。咁但係呢，我哋如果能夠可以做到呢，就係得出嚟嘅土地，即係呢個唔係我哋嘅目標，但係如果喺個過程裏面我哋得到一啲嘅額外嘅土地，而可以達至到我哋共建維港嘅願望，就係令到可以呢將嗰個維港去帶返俾市民，而又可以有一個好好嘅一個嘅休憩嘅地方，即係一個即係等市民可以好悠閒咁喺個海邊去欣賞，即係我哋嘅維港。咁呢個呢，就係我相信大家都係會係有咁嘅願望。咁我好即係希望可以喺阿 KY 嘅領導底下，即係去將呢一個啲信息講得清楚。即係我哋而家即係市民係都係為咗即係我哋嘅公眾嗰、那個即係最終嘅利益着想。咁如果我哋可以一此幾雕啊，又可以解決嗰、那個即係交通嘅擠塞問題，令到香港可以仍然可以向前去發展嘅，即係唔係停咗落嚟。因為我哋都有我哋嗰個嘅交通上面嘅需要啦，經濟嘅需要啦，咁又可以俾到一個靚嘅海港，即係俾市民，我相信大家都係即係多贏嘅方案，呢個係我哋嘅目標。所以小錦囊呢一個咧嘅工作要即係要快去做。我覺得呢個個時間性我哋把握，譬如主席頭先所講，即係我哋應該要俾市民睇到我哋共建維港係好用心去為我哋香港市民爭取一個最好嘅即係嘅方案出嚟嘅咁樣。
Thank you, Rita.
Just one feedback, Hong Kong has to develop, we all agree with that. But we have a constraint, and the constraint is land. And now we have a very ultimate constraint, no reclamation, so there is no new land. So the development of Hong Kong, i.e. new developments on the south side of Hong Kong Island, which may then drive the demand for new roads, which will then require harbour fronts, which we otherwise could use for enhancement instead of building a new Eastern Island Corridor in front of Western, is something that is a consequence of no reclamation, which has to be recognized. If we don't recognize that, what are we going to do? Then we're going to have just roads in front of us, in front of the harbor on that last bit of land, because it's an overriding public need to get these roads. But it's an overriding public need only because we didn't stop the development somewhere else. If you stop now on the south side, you don't need Route 4. So that's a consequence, and unless, as a community, we realize that, we will never have the confidence from the community outside, the public, that we're doing the best we can. Because they know that tomorrow there will be another demand, and tomorrow there will be another demand. So unless they see that we are stopping certain developments, or changing our behavior in how we plan and develop, Rita, I mean, you say, you know, Hong Kong has to grow, yes, but you have constraints, and they have to be translated into responsible constraints on those growths in areas.
If I'd just like to make a response to Paul. I think at the end of the day, we will have to respect the wisdom of our people of Hong Kong. The matter has to be decided by a consensus building. And if we position Hong Kong as a place which we'll like to see continued growth and that there need to be a approach whereby we need to develop, and on the other hand we emphasize and safeguard the principle of sustainability, then obviously it is up to us to find a solution which could meet all these objectives. Some of them can be conflicting indeed, but the point is that we need to develop an approach which could, on balance, you know, give us the best and which will meet the aspiration of the community. So I think this community involvement process is very important. And of course, a decision has to be made. And what is better than to put the whole thing back to the community for a consensus, for a view? Because we can't expect the 7 million people of Hong Kong all agreeing to one single thing. People are entitled to different opinions.
Okay, maybe let's move on then.
Yes, just one separate point, and it's really a matter for, I think, for all the subcommittees perhaps to note. There's reference in this paper to the use of collaborators. I've had a number of people come to me and say that there's a perception anyway that some of our collaborators perhaps have their own agendas or are not as independent in terms of their view as we would like. And I would just urge that when subcommittees bring, or task force bring collaborators on board, they do test their motives, if you like, or test the reasons for them wanting to collaborate, because one or two choices, I think, have been unfortunate.
Okay. Just a bit of caution here. Okay, 咁我哋多谢三个非常之勤恳工作嘅 subcommittee 同埋佢哋嘅 chairman 嘅 report。咁我哋move on to agenda item 3。